Good morning.
Good morning, Curtis. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so...
am I the only one on the call?
No, I'm here. It's Kelly.
Okay. All right, so we have...
For the background noise, I'm out actually out here outside, and there's some cars going by, so my apologies if you hear background noise.
Okay, all right. Well, I hope you all are doing well. So we have, Audra on the call today. How about Bridget? Is Bridget around?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, and okay, so we got everybody, right?
I didn't hear Audra.
I didn't either.
That was me talking in the beginning.
Oh, okay. All right. Do we want to wait a moment for Audra to join us?
I guess wait a couple of minutes. I mean, she knows we have a call, so.
Okay.
I wouldn't wait around for too long.
Okay. Let's give her 2 minutes, and would be 9:04, and then we'll go on and kind of get to some of the things we want to talk about today.
Sounds good.
All righty. So just in general, Kelly, how are things going?
They're going pretty well. I'm not as far along on that spreadsheet thing that you had us do as I'd like to be. I mean, I think I've done most of it. I just haven't disseminated it to,
okay, all right,
to everyone. So, it was kind of interesting. I looked at what I did a year ago that really didn't get completed by me, which was on me, not anybody else. And it was really, really, I guess when you go back and you read stuff like that, you get a different perspective because you're not down in the weeds with it. But I was just like, oh, my God, I'm so glad I didn't, like, send this out to anybody. I really didn't like it at all.
Well, you're not supposed to send it to anybody except me.
It was just so, I mean, I don't know. I felt like this one, although I haven't shown it to anybody yet, is a lot more succinct and just real to the point. And basically, whether it's a vision statement or any of that other stuff, we really sat down and just simplified everything and said, you know, what do we really want to do initially? It's pretty simple. We just need more business owner clients like the really good ones that we have right now and
right.
Focus on Texas. And, you know, if we pick up some executives at Snap-on here and there or whatever, that's great. But, you know, we can
right.
explore that niche if that niche develops and go to some of these medium-sized companies where we can offer a plethora of services that we already have capabilities in and just kind of drill that niche and keep drilling it. And then the other niche was the nonprofits. We felt like that was one that we wanted to take on and that it's related to the business owners in many cases, because some of them are very philanthropically minded.
Right.
And that we wanted to sort of explore that, particularly with the women business owners, since there seems to be more activity in the nonprofit space among women than men, and that
right.
the gender differences there are not small, they're pretty substantial. Felt like that we would really make the nonprofit push maybe at like maybe 6 months from now and really
okay.
focus on the business owners in the first half of the year. I say
okay.
that, and we've got a meeting coming up with a CPA that is a COI of ours in the nonprofit space. It only works with nonprofits, but we're really making our initial push on the business owners and then the nonprofits as a secondary niche later in the year. So I'll complete all that stuff. I've been on the road. I've traveled about half of the state of Texas in the last 3 days. It's been good meetings, but should be able to get everything out to everybody.
Okay.
I think by Saturday.
Well, look,
I haven't typed it all in is basically what I'm saying.
Sure. You know, I would say, you know, if it's easier for you to write some of this stuff in by hand, hand it off to, you know, to Bridget to turn in kind of a final copy. But, you know, this is for you and for me to help you through the process and help you get some of your goals down. So, you know, once we have that, the fun part of this is looking at your goals and initiative, you know, in terms of what we're going to try to do here. So maybe one of the things that I'll do, I've got reached into my Kelly file and I pulled out, well, that sounds like Audra has joined us.
No, it's me. I had to drop off and I'm probably going to have to drop off again. Sorry, I have to get to the line. I'll drop back in a minute.
Okay, no worries. Okay, so what I'm going to do is just ask you some questions, you tell me where you might be stuck on any of this stuff. So, vision statement. How are we doing there?
Fine.
Okay. Purpose.
Good, it's written.
Okay,
same
team. Okay, good. Team purpose.
What was the other one?
Team purpose statement.
Team purpose. Yeah, we're good there too. We're good
okay
on all those.
Value proposition.
Good on that.
Your elevator pitch.
Need some help on that.
Okay. Let's stop right
and
there for a moment.
Well, one thing too, as far as numerical goals and all that, I got all that written out too. By year, by product category, and it got real specific on that. The long and the short of it is we need to double this thing over the next 36 months in terms of recurring revenue. I'd say 36 to 48 months. I'm not going to sit there and say, you know, it's got to be by X day, come hell or high water, but we need to be making some intentional shifts and directions that are going to be accretive to the bottom line. And right now we've got recurring revenue of about 750, and I think, you know, we could double that number if we work smart and hard and do it the right way over a 3 or 4 year period. So that's but that'll all be reflected in what we submit to you, so
thanks,
you'll
Brandon
get that soon.
Okay, all right. So when we get to 8.0, which is team goal setting, would it be helpful on our next call to go through the web app, which is the forecasting model? Or
maybe
it's on the
maybe
website.
I don't know
it's
the answer to
website
that.
And it can tell you what your variable, you know, the input of data that you want to put in there to try to kind of get you toward, you know, those your 3 year goals.
Right.
So that's one of the things that we could, you know, spend a little bit of time on, because what we want to do is get into the, you know, keep going back from the quantitative to the qualitative. Okay, so you have a number. But how are we going to get to the number from a qualitative
right
point of view? Okay.
Okay.
So how about there's a section just below that on the acquisition strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Prospects, COIs, mastermind groups. Have you decided where you feel comfortable? Look, you can't do all seven of these things, but you probably should be focused on maybe four, but it depends. If Audra's gonna take on a, you know, two and you're taking on four, then maybe that works. But we talked about getting your pipeline of prospects, your COIs, your mastermind group, your niche market, community boards, developing your social media presence, and working the VIPS referral model. Are there any of those, as we look at this year, that you feel uncomfortable with or you want to put less emphasis on?
No, I mean, we've got all of that mapped out as well. Like, we've got, these are our principal COIs. This is our marketing approach to them. These are the outside organizations that we want to belong to. This is who's going to be handling this one. This is who's going to be handling that one. We've got that mapped out pretty well, and we're making forward progress with our COIs in terms of developing next steps with them. And it's basically, for starters, it's two CPAs and two PEOs that we have existing relationships with that are referral-minded and have indicated that they want to refer business. One's a CPA that specializes in nonprofits. The other one is a specialist in business owners. And then the two PEOs are basically about 600 member companies that we have cross-selling opportunities with. So we've got that mapped out. I just haven't really, again, I put pen to paper. I met with Audra about it for about 2.5 hours one Saturday, several Saturdays ago. And she's in one nonprofit, and I'm in one nonprofit, or will be soon. And her nonprofit is the Texas Biomedical Research Foundation. She's actually in two nonprofits. She's in that one and in the local one for schools. And that's where she's kind of pointing her nonprofit sale, if you will. And then we've joined a nonprofit local association through the CPA-COI. And I think we're the only – I think we're like one of two investment advisors in the whole city that are a member of that group. And we're going to use that for networking within that little niche. And then I'm going to – more than likely, it's looking like I'm probably going to do some sort of volunteer work with the local rodeo. The San Antonio rodeo has like the largest indoor rodeo in the world every year. And we've got some clients that kind of have ties to the rodeo. You know, it's something that they either participate in or contribute to. And so that's kind of a sort of thumbnail sketch of what we've put together. But we're meeting with the COIs to explain the service model. VIPSA, I need some help with VIPSA, kind of like I need help with the elevator speech. I mean, those are probably the two areas right now that – what I'm finding is that we'll get into meetings with clients. The meeting will go really well, but it tends to go too long. And I'm trying to shorten up the meetings so that, you know, we can bring up VIPSA at the end and they're not just like, get me out of here because I've been here for an hour and a half and I'm ready to go kind of thing. You know, I mean, because people's attention spans and willingness to sit around and talk is only so much. And and so that's an area of weakness right now is that, you know, we'll get into these meetings and they'll get to talking about, I mean, which is great. I mean, I'm not knocking it, but they'll start talking about, you know, everything but, you know, the planning and the investments, which is fine. I mean, you need some of that. But in some cases, it's gotten to where it was so lengthy that it didn't leave time to really do time and justice to VIPSA. So
you know,
that's... That's an area we need some help on.
Let's talk about that for just a moment, and we'll come back to it in subsequent conversations. But sometimes, you know, you have to have kind of what I call a client appreciation kind of lunch where that's your agenda, you know, to talk about that one specific thing. But the other thing that I would do is start to run some of your client meetings like their board meetings, where they get an agenda in advance and it's handed to them. So the first part of the agenda might be, you know, a review of...
We've got the agendas. What we're not doing is we're not sending it to them in advance. Like, we'll have it there on the the tabletop when they get there, but we're not sending it in advance. So that might be making a difference. And I think it's a good idea, too, to I mean, I could see us being able to pull this off is if we're doing 12-4-2, just make one of the two meetings be more of a social meeting, or maybe we're having lunch with them, and we maybe lightly follow up on this or that, and then make the other face-to-face two meeting be more like this agenda
exactly.
sent in advance kind of thing. But that, but
yeah.
there's a big difference between them showing up and them having an agenda there and talking for 45 minutes about all this stuff and then finally getting to the meeting stuff and sending it to them in advance and saying, you know, this is what we're going to talk about, because I think it'll be perceived very differently if we send it before the meeting as opposed to them just having it sitting out there on the table. A lot of times they don't even see it on the table because they're so into talking, and they go, oh, there's an agenda here. You know, we're 40 minutes into the meeting at that point or something.
That's right.
So, it sounds like a little minute thing, but I think it can make a big difference. And just I tell them, look, you know, we're going to get you in and get you out, and we got a hard stop at, you know, whatever the hard stop is, and
right.
not be regimented about it, but we need to be a little more structured than we are right now, because what I'm finding is I think I could do VIPSO with a little more practice,
right.
but the meetings are going so long that I'm like, I feel guilty even bringing it up in some cases,
yeah.
because I'm like,
totally.
I've kept them here so long that I feel like I'm like, asking them a special favor instead of just kind of naturally flowing into the VIPSO, you know, discussion, if that makes any
right.
sense. I start feeling guilty, like I've had them there for too long, you know?
I get it. I totally get it. And you're sensitive to that, and shows a lot of sensitivity to your clients. So, you know, I really appreciate that. Don't forget, you know, in the beginning, you know, they got your agenda, and, you know, it's always, before we get into this agenda, is there anything that's not on this agenda that you wanted to make sure that I address? And you can say, yes, I'll address that in this particular section of our agenda. So, yeah, get them focused, get them thinking about what's going to take place. Nonprofits, you know, usually they send out an agenda in advance. You know, this is what we're going to talk about. This is what we're going to discuss, new business, old business, and conclusion, the things that they want, the next steps, the things that they want, you know, board members to do. So you can construct your meetings in that manner, you know, old business, review anything that we need to discuss today, then get into the meat of your agenda, and then, look, I want permission to brainstorm with you for a moment. And that's where we get into the VIPSA model. And I'll spend some time, after you get your plan completed, going back through the VIPSA, because we want to spend a lot of our time on execution this year and getting new clients and bringing in new revenue. Okay, let's see. We've got still some time left. I have one section on this which gets into your 12 to 24 month product and service agenda. How you doing with, you think? Like January, what was your focus for January?
January, our focus was on beneficiary updates and making sure that their beneficiary designations and transfer on death instructions read the way they want them to read.
Okay.
And then the obvious, which is, you know, with all the uproars in the market, kind of updating them on where they are with January being a pretty nice month so far, coming off of a dismal December. And
right.
that's really where our focus has been, other than, you know, we always start the call with, hey, what's up, what's new, what's top of mind for you, you know, that
right.
kind of thing. And
okay.
I'm still stacking my calls too much, close
okay.
together, but I'm getting better at sending out the email follow-ups and stuff like that. Bridget's been really great about being super fast on getting a bunch of TOD changes and beneficiary changes in place, which honestly, I've been shocked at how many of them have changed or updated it, and I think it's just really been a good thing, just from helping the client to minimizing problems later on if these things aren't, you know, executing the way they want them to. So that's been January's focus. We sat down, kind of got a little bit of input from Bridget and Audra on, like, future, you know, what the next 24 months would look like in terms of each of the monthly calls. And I think we've got a good game plan down for all of that.
Okay.
There was some redundancy. We got rid of that. There was some stuff that we felt like didn't need to be in there and things that needed to be in there. And,
right.
Kind of got just kind of the group's thoughts on all of that. And we've got we've got it mapped out for each of the next 24 months, what we're going to discuss as primary topics.
Good. That's very, very good. Okay. The So the next, we'll get into, and this is just, I've got that team forecast analysis in the background, and you let me know if we need to go through it or make sure you get access to it on the Supernova website, because I think it'd be an interesting exercise now going in. So there's an appendix in this plan that has just a team effectiveness checklist, you know, which is completing your business plan, the 5-star model, converting to action items. So it just has the entire checklist there. And once all those things are done, to really see your plan and then, you know, give you my opinion. How about the 5-star model? Analysis. You know, for example, Audra is spearheading planning. So every time Audra does a plan, there are things that come out of the plan. Maybe there's anywhere from 6 to 12 items, a checklist, if you will, that need to get done on every plan. How are we staying on top of follow through on the action? Every time.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes. Perfect.
Yeah, you were cutting out a little bit. Let me repeat the question so I'll make sure that
okay.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I heard all.
Okay.
Are you saying that, like, when we meet with them and we do a wealth plan or a wealth plan update, how are we staying up on those follow-ups plus action items that come out of the discussions that we have with the client? So
that's exactly right.
Yeah, so what we do is we just send out an email after we meet with them with a follow-up, just a quick one with, you know, 4 or 5 bullet points. It just says, this is what we discussed, and this is who's doing what. And then we just disseminate out to the client and to each of the people that, whether it's Bridget or Audra or me, so that everybody in the chain, the email chain, knows who's doing what. Now, am I being diligent about following up after that? I am, but I don't have a formal process for it. I just kind of keep a stack of these things and check in periodically and say, where are we on this or where are we on that? With neither, I don't really have to even check in with Audra or Bridget. They seem to be pretty good about just once they have it in their inbox, they take care of it and keep me up to
date
with
what's
going on. So there hasn't been any what I would call like execution issues or, you know, any kind of issues that I'm aware of, at least, where I told somebody I was going to do something or the group said they were going to do something and it's not getting followed up with in a timely manner. Other than this business plan thing I owe you. But that's not going out to clients. That's going to you. So
yeah.
I've kind of gotten behind on that. But everything else as far as, like, what we're doing this month and all.
Okay.
It seems to be running pretty smooth, but Bridget might have some additional thoughts on that or suggestions. I don't know, but that's kind of my take on it.
Bridget?
Yes.
Do you have any?
No. Just it's busy, but it's all
good. Good busy. All right.
Yeah.
So, look, usually in the beginning of these sessions, I like to ask what's on your mind, Kelly, in terms of that, I need to be paying attention to. So let me kind of go back to that time that remains. Is there anything in particular that you need my help on? I know you mentioned IPSA model, so I wrote that down as an area.
Yeah,
review.
I think VIPSA, the elevator speech, and just I think that was a really good suggestion about sending out the agenda before the meeting.
Okay.
Because I think it kind of sets a tone of like, well, not that I ever want to be too mechanical about it, but I think it will help send a message without being a jerk about it that, look, we need to take care of these items and get in and get out. I mean, we had a couple meetings where literally, I was really frustrated because I was like, I can't get control of this thing. They just keep talking, and I want to be generous with my time, but at the same time, I'm like, well, that can have a domino effect through the rest of your day too, And it affects other people clients. And
think of it this way. If you went into a dental office, what would happen? If you went into the lawyer's office, what would happen? They're gonna control the meeting, get right to the agenda. And part of what you do obviously is relationship building. And so you're going to do a little bit of that in the meeting, but you want to get to the agenda and making sure that you get to take care of the business that's necessary and that's needed. So,
I mean, when I meet with my personal attorney, which I don't meet with him that often, but when I meet with him, I mean, we might talk personal stuff. I hear somebody in the background. Do y'all hear somebody in the background?
That's me. I'm sorry. I'm doing this conference call. I'm with my mom. Her blood pressure is spiking again, and so I'm trying to take care of those things at the same time.
Well, don't. Go take care of mom. I'll catch you up on it later. Don't worry about it.
And you can look at the recording.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got
okay.
it on a replay.
And we're about done, so okay. All right.
Yeah.
Call me and let me know how she's doing.
Okay, good luck.
Yeah, her mom got sent to the ER like 3 nights ago and is not in the hospital, but
oh boy.
I guess she had another blood pressure spike. So it's like she can't
oh,
catch
man.
A break
she
when it comes to
bowling issues.
Healthcare issues. I don't mean to laugh, but it's just like, oh my gosh, like every time she turns around, she's getting hit with something on the healthcare front. So I knew something was up because I didn't have any texts from her or anything. So I was like, well, something's up because I talked to her earlier this morning, and everything was fine. And then, but I was out of town the last 3 nights. And so while I was gone, apparently her mother had this thing happen, but she's been at home, and apparently there's been another instance of it. And when it spikes high. I mean, they're like, she was in they basically rushed her to the ER the last time it happened. So so it's not a thing to be taken lightly. It's a pretty serious situation, honestly, but she could stroke out at the level that her blood pressure's going to, but I'm sure she's got it under control, and I'll get with her after the call.
All right. Well, look, I'm wishing the very, very best in that situation. Okay.
Yeah, no
so,
problem. Thank you.
All right. So today we looked at the business plan. I went through all the elements. You seem to understand things. You're plugging in key initiatives at this point, establishing goals that you want to accomplish. You're looking at action plan items. You've analyzed the business from a five-star model analysis, planning, plan implementation, marketing, you know, which is your acquisition strategy, and BIPSA. Brand and service, that's Bridget. You know, brand consistency through monitoring segmentation, rapid response to client issues, overseeing the scheduling of 1242 client appointments, and making sure that there's space so that Kelly can come up for air in between meetings.
Yeah, and okay? I thought of something else. When you're asking me where we need help,
yeah,
where we could really use a lot of help, too, in addition to VIPSA and the elevator speech, is there's three CPAs that are really good advocates, but we haven't, other than them handing over, like, their personal statement and saying, I want you to help me with my personal stuff, we haven't, as of yet, although we've got meetings scheduled with two of the three, we haven't really gotten intentional about how to tell our story to a CPA and how to, I would like to role play with you in a separate call on that and just say, you know, I'm going to pretend you're Rodney. I'm going to pretend you're Chris. I'm going to pretend you're Lloyd. Those are three of the CPA COIs. And I feel like, you know, if we can get that down, that we could get some referrals out of them, because they've indicated that they want to refer, but we haven't made it easy for them to make it easy for them to refer, if that makes any sense. And I haven't really told them or articulated our story as well as I think we can. And I'm a little bit concerned that, like, my marketing piece is too much information. Like, it's more information than anybody wants to read or would read.
Right.
And that we need a more simplified message when it comes to that. Like, maybe even shorten it to two or three pages instead of 20 or whatever the heck it is. So those are areas where I think we need some focus right now, where I feel like we could leverage your capabilities and experience.
So, Bridget, could you send me that marketing piece? She may be gone.
She's off, I think. I can send it. I've got it right in my inbox, and I can shoot you that here in just a couple of minutes. Okay.
I'll take a look at that,
and I'll copy the other two on it so they know that, you know, they know what's going on, in case she's not on the call.
Okay, and here's my last suggestion with regards to the CPAs. Definitely role play that with me, and also. I think you have to coach the CPAs on Supernova. If you take that approach, then you'll get the referrals. Coach them on 1242 and what that means in the folder system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I coached them on 1242, the last one that I talked to. What I don't really have down is the folder system. That's a little... That's an area of weakness at the moment. I mean, I could tell 1242 all day long. I'm very comfortable with that. But actually taking that step with the folder system, which I think is important with a CPA, because they're so tangible and they like to read stuff and want to hold on to stuff. I want to give them something that they're going to keep that's going to trigger their brain to go, oh, yeah, Kelly and I talked about this, and here, why don't you call Kelly? Kind of get them over the hump, you know, instead of just having a nice conversation.
You know, once they see these client agendas and how you work that, you know, they should be impressed that, when they make a handoff, that, boy, you know, you're going to be in really good hands and, with Kelly. So that's, I've made some notes on the things that we are going to cover in subsequent meetings. And if you want to do a replay on a kind of on an offline basis, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to do that with you.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's just for 10 minutes, you know, on the phone one day, that would be helpful.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. Okay, so this is our time. I want to let you get back to what you were doing. Any last-minute things you needed to cover?
Nope, I'll get that marketing piece to you, and then when you have a chance, just let me know a couple of dates where I could follow up with you on the role play, and I think we'll be in good shape. And I'll get all this stuff on the marketing planning and the goals, numbers, and all that to you. That'll be coming across Saturday, because I've got a full slate today and tomorrow. But it's just a matter of I've got all this stuff written down, and a lot of it's even typed in. It's just I haven't put it all in one place. It's all in one folder that it just needs to be consolidated and then sent over in a format that's going to be legible on your end. That's really the...
Yeah. Once we have our foundation, then it'll be something that we can kind of go back to and follow up on periodically.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's good. Yep.
Well, you're doing a great job. You are doing a great job. So enjoy the rest of your week, and good luck to Audra with her family situation.
Thank you. I'm going to give her a call right now and just make sure they know
okay.
she can help. So, okay?
All righty. Take care, Kelly. Right. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks, Curtis. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.